USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's unemployment lines are getting shorter. The Labor Department reporting the number of Americans filing first-time claims for jobless benefits fell to 444,000 last week. That's 34,000 fewer than the week before and the lowest level since mid-March of last year. The House approved a bill significantly boosting capital security after the January 6th attack.
The yeas are 213, the nays are 212, with three answering present. The bill is passed.
Many Republicans opposing the nearly $2 billion Democratic measure, calling it an effort to militarize the Capitol. The bill now heads to the Senate. Global cases of COVID-19 are climbing to 165 million. The database at Johns Hopkins University showing that deaths worldwide from the virus have reached over 3.4 million. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
More stores are saying those who are fully vaccinated can ditch their masks.
The list of national retailers who are no longer requiring vaccinated customers to wear masks continues to grow. The CDC changed its guidance last week, saying fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks indoors, except in certain situations. Grocery store chains Kroger's, Giant Eagle, Aldi, and Meijer, as well as Best Buy, Dollar General, and Lowe's, are the latest stores to say they'll drop their mask requirements for vaccinated customers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Crews in California are making headway on the Palisades fire burning in the hills near Topanga Canyon in the Los Angeles area. It's now at over 66% contained, which is up from 47% on Tuesday. No structures have been damaged, and one firefighter has suffered a minor injury. Investigators do believe the fire was started on purpose. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The White House is deploying a two-pronged attack to push its more than $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan through Congress. Publicly negotiating with Republicans on a bipartisan deal and privately courting swing vote Democrats in the Senate who would be needed to pass a strictly partisan bill. In the end, Biden could use both options, passing a smaller targeted infrastructure bill with bipartisan support and ramming through a bill with only Democratic votes. As people prepare for their summer vacation, one thing many folks do is head to the beach and rent a home. Scammers know this as well, and they're out there in full force this year. Tybee Island, Georgia, is a vacation destination for many people on the East Coast. The Tybee Island Police Department is cracking down on online scam artists who are conning people out of sometimes thousands of dollars when searching for a place to stay.
This is the worst year I've ever seen with online scams.
Charissa Murray runs a few Tybee Facebook groups. She says the number of rental scams being reported on social media this season is getting out of control. Murray continues on ABC's Good Morning America discussing how the scammers work their magic.
They're waiting for people to post their dates. And when they want to stay, because the island's completely booked, the scammers are loving this. They're offering their property, which is not their property.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.